when I first left my full-time job and jumped into being a full-time healthcare practitioner, I didn't know what I was doing. Good heavens, I wish that I had a personal coach that could teach me the different things that I was doing wrong, but I didn't. I had to learn things the hard way. One of the things that I did incorrectly when I first got started was viewing people as a walking dollar sign. Again, I didn't have any income coming in. I didn't have, you know, another source of income. My wife was a full-time mom. We didn't have, you know, substantial savings or anything like that. And so anytime someone would walk into my office, I would instantly view them and think, oh my goodness, I could possibly get this person to be a client of mine. That would be amazing. Then I could like buy groceries. And I would think about how much money I could get from their wallet into mine. Do you think that there's a small possibility that they picked up on those intentions? Good heavens, yes. And for a long time, my practice kept getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And my income kept getting lower and lower and lower. Thankfully, someone pointed this principle out to me. And I realized that people can literally pick up on the thoughts that we put out there. For example, I mean, have you ever walked into a room after an argument before? I mean, even if you didn't know that people were arguing, how do you feel? People say you can cut the tension with a knife. It's because our thoughts literally create a physiological change in our own bodies and in the bodies of others. Rule number one, when it comes to being successful, is love the people. Make sure to have your intention set on serving them and loving them and doing what's absolutely right for them. This at times can actually include being willing to send them to someone else. Let me say that again. This sometimes includes being willing to send them to someone else. When people come into my office for the first time, one of the first things I tell them is if what I do is not absolutely best for them, that is okay with me. I have no problem sending them to someone else so that they can get the results that they desire. I began to switch around my way of thinking, and instead of looking at people as walking dollar signs, I began to look at them as opportunities to serve. Now, every time someone's on one of my tables receiving a treatment or sitting in front of me in a personal mentoring appointment, I'm thinking about them. I'm thinking about how amazing they are. And I'm sending them compliments in my mind, like, you are amazing. You are so incredible. I love working with you. Thank you so very much for being here. And it totally made the biggest difference. From 1 month to the next, my income tripled. And then it tripled again. And then it tripled again, then it tripled again, and then it just kept going up. Simply loving the people makes all the difference. Whenever you see people, whether they be a potential client, whether they be a family member, in your mind, be thinking, you are amazing. Don't let your thoughts turn for 1 second to the possibility of making money. And if they do, dispel that thought from your mind as quickly as possible and get back to focusing on serving that person. Rule number two, find a professional place in which to practice. What I do, the bioenergetic synchronization technique, was actually developed by a chiropractor and was originally intended to be specifically for chiropractors. It wasn't until about the last 10 years or so that it was actually opened up so that anyone could study it who wanted to study it and become a practitioner. When I first got started, I just tried to kind of open up my house, which the house I was living in at the time was teeny, teeny, tiny. It was this old house. The furniture was super old, and it wasn't exactly the most conducive place for building a practice and starting a business. And I remember, try as I may, I just could not get people to compensate me for my time and for my efforts. I mean, some people would come over for free treatments, and that was good for me getting experience. But when it came time for me to say, okay, no more freebies, I need people to start paying for this, nobody wanted to do so. It wasn't until I decided to get a professional place to practice that things started to turn around. In my case, I decided to rent space from a chiropractic office for a couple of reasons. Again, like I said, Best was originally developed as a chiropractic technique, and so it very much complements chiropractic. Number two, it gave legitimacy to what I was doing. When I first got started, I had no idea how to describe what I do. And I'm sure a lot of you are in the same boat. You know, if you're an energy healer, a lot of times people, when they say, oh, what do you do? Oh, well, I do this energy thing, and you know, you lie on the table and remove your energy. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that just aren't familiar with holistic healthcare treatments. They aren't familiar with energy work. They aren't familiar with things like foot zoning. And so when they hear things like energy and, you know, holistic and naturopathic, there are a lot of people that kind of get this look on their face like, that's nice. That sounds weird. Unless you're in a professional space. And so if you are a foot zonist, find a place that complements foot zoning. It might be a professional spa. It could be a chiropractic office. It could be a naturopathic doctor's office. Somewhere that is very professional, that is conducive to whatever type of healing you practice. This will legitimize what you do. When people just came to my house and they saw this random guy doing this random treatment, it didn't exactly click in their minds. But when I would invite people into a chiropractic office, something that they were very familiar with, they thought, oh, okay, this is chiropractic office. I'm familiar. This must be safe. This must be legitimate. On the business standpoint, something that really was helpful for me was figuring out a way to be able to grow my business without any risk involved. The very, very first place that I tried to practice at was actually at a massage therapy clinic, a massage therapy spa, if you will. And the owner insisted that I paid a certain amount of rent every month, regardless of how many people I was seeing. Well, being young and naive and just having extremely high aspirations and the thought that, oh my gosh, I'm going to make so much money with this starting right away, I signed the contract saying that I would do so. After several weeks of paying money out of my pocket to have this second job of mine at the time, I realized that this simply wasn't going to work. And because I was constantly worried about the money and how much money I was losing, I wasn't able to focus fully on loving the people. Thankfully, I found out about a system that made it possible for me to be able to grow my business and then maintain a certain level of income once it grew. I looked around and I asked around and I talked to as many chiropractors as I possibly could, and I finally found one who would allow me to pay a certain commission of whatever I brought in at first and then cap it once things got busy. This was a win-win situation. It meant that while I was first getting started, I didn't have to pay money out of my pocket that wasn't coming in. I was simply able to pay a certain percentage of the thing of the income that did come in for the ability to be able to have that space. But once I was able to build it up to a certain level, and once I was bringing in a certain amount of income, I was able to cap it so that anything above that cap was mine to take home to provide for my family. So again, rule number two, find a professional place that complements whatever it is that you do. Find the owner, an owner who will allow you to use a percentage split with a cap on it. Therefore, you can build your business without any risk.